We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, really excited to talk to Ray Fittipaldo. Going to be even more excited to talk to him at this time next week when we're just hours away from the Steelers being put on the clock at pick 20. Ray, the latest scuttlebutt seems to be Steelers almost more likely to take center at 20 over offensive tackle. Are you on that bandwagon yet?
Well, I mean, it's certainly gaining some steam here in the last week or so. I've been doing this a while. I can't remember a guy rising up in the draft on the draft boards like Graham Barton has over the last week or two. I know some guys in the industry were on him and kind of always had him graded that way, but it seems like others are onto him now. So, you know, could it be Mims still? Yeah, it could be Mims. Could it be Barton? Yeah. I'm still.
If they're both there, Ray, educated guess. If Mims and Barton are still there at 20, who do you think they'd take?
Well, I'm going to say Barton, and here's my reasoning, okay? You go out and you acquire Russell Wilson, okay? 37-year-old quarterback. TJ Watt, Cam Hayward aren't getting any younger. So they're always in win now mode, but they're kind of like, there's that sense of urgency this year. And I think rather than taking the guy with tons of potential, which is Mims, you take the plug-and-play guy, the guy who could help you right away. So in that scenario, I would go Barton, and I would go Barton for that reason.
Nothing to me says win now like having Dane Moore as your starting left tackle, Ray, but I digress. That's just me grousing right now.
But Ray's done a 180 on this because you told us for weeks, hey, Herbig, they'll go with Herbig. They'll be okay with Herbig. So something's changed here with you, Ray.
Well, not necessarily with me. I just think we're finding more out about the center prospects, and this guy could legitimately be worth a first round pick. And one thing to point out to Chris here, they could still flip Broderick Jones to the left side and let Spencer Anderson and Dylan Cook battle it out on the right side. I know nobody's talking about that right now, but that could be a possibility as well.
Well, Spencer Anderson was at a Penguins game with Russell Wilson, so maybe Russ has forged an early bond with him. Ray, if I went with just these two options, okay, I want you to pick which one you think is more likely. Steelers simply make their pick, whoever it might be, at 20, or Steelers trade down between 4 and 8 spots in the first round?
I think stand pat and make their pick. I think this is a really good draft for the Steelers, and what I mean by that is it's a deep draft at positions of their need. So right tackles, centers, receivers, cornerbacks, you should be able to find one with a good grade at number 20. So I think they'll stand pat and pick the best player available at one of those positions.
Ray, more likely they trade up or trade down?
I would say trade up. Fautanu was in here. Fuaga was in here. I don't think they're going to be there at 20, but I know the Steelers really spent a lot of time on both those guys. They brought both those guys in from the West Coast. I mean, they're really when the Steelers fly you in from the West Coast and they go to your pro days, they invest that time and money. That means they're really serious about you. So I know Meyer was at both Oregon State, Washington. and Oregon's pro days. He kind of made that trip out there. So that tells you that they're interested in those guys. So if there is a trade-up scenario, I think it would be for Fa'utanu or for Fuaga.
Ray, do you think two national guys, Peter Schrager was one, Jonathan Jones at CBS another, both mocking Brian Thomas, the receiver from LSU, to the Steelers at pick 20. Percentage chance you think that actually happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's not totally out of left field because they obviously have a huge hole there. I would say 15 to 20%. I don't think it's a great chance, but the reason I hesitate is, you know, they didn't bring him in for a visit. They brought Mitchell in. They brought mostly second-rounders in. So that tells me it's probably going to be in the second round, but I don't think it's totally out of the realm of possibility either.
Ray, I was just telling Chris, I think if there's a curveball in the first round and it's not an offensive lineman, I think it's a corner over a wide receiver. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you got DeGene in there from Iowa. You got Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Both those guys are projected first-rounders. You know, Wiggins added some weight since the combine. He was really light at the combine. I think it was like 173 or something like that. But he put on some weight, and he's a really fast guy, and he can cover. So he'd be a possibility. And, you know, we've talked about DeGene in the past. He's a chess piece, you know, safety, slot corner, outside. He could fill a lot of roles for you, and I know they really value that in their defensive backs, and that's something they really need right now, with how short they are in the secondary, specifically at slot corner.
Is there any cornerback in this year's draft that they would take over any of these offensive linemen if that person was available at 20? Like, is there a guy that you think they have rated more highly overall mm-hmm. than any of those linemen?
Yeah, I mean, like, the only scenario I could see, like, I don't think it would be DeGene over Fuaga or DeGene over Fa'utanu, but if there really is a consensus in that building that they need a plug-and-play offensive lineman, and it comes down to, like, DeGene and Mims, and they don't think Mims is that guy, then, you know, maybe it would be DeGene in that situation. But, I just think they've spent so much of their time and resources on scouting centers and right tackles. It seems like that's going to be the pick. That's probably the way I'm going to lean next week at this time. But I was on Daniel Jeremiah's conference call yesterday, and he put it perfectly. He was like, you know, the Steelers are in a good position, and it's not because of something they did. It's because of something that's just a circumstance of theirs. But they're kind of in a good position because they have a lot of needs at number 20, and you could just sit there and take the best player available at several of those positions. So they're not locked in to taking a right tackle or a center or a corner at a receiver. So they can just kind of sit back, relax, wherever the highest rated player is on the board at that point, they could take him and, you know, feel pretty good about it.
Ray, we had Steve Jones on earlier in the show. Last year at this time, it was thought that Fa'utanu, the tackle from Penn State, bypassed being a top 10 pick by going back to school.
Yep.
Now you guys have an article up on the Post-Gazette's website about how he might slip to 20. They did no homework on the guy, at least the best we can tell.
Yeah.
They didn't send any big-name guy to their pro day. They didn't drive him a couple hours west to us. So what do you think would happen if he fell to 20?
I think they would probably pass. He's a left tackle. Their desire is to move Broderick Jones to the left side. That's definitely something they want to do. In short order, I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but you know, Fa'utanu isn't a guy who it seems like has a lot of right tackle capability. So you know, I think they would probably just pass on him. It's an interesting case study in when players come out and when they don't. Sometimes you got to strike while the iron is hot. And I know he's not going to lose a ton of money, but there is a difference between top 10 money and top 25 money. And, he's going to be short a few dollars for making that decision he made last year.
Ray, has the Steelers' interest in Zach Frazier cooled, or is it just that other names like Barton, for example, are being talked about more because they continue to rise?
No, I think they like Zach Frazier. I just don't think there's the consensus in that building that they like him enough to take him at 20. But, listen, if he's there at 51 and they don't take a center.
Would they like him enough to trade up? Would they like him enough to trade up in the second round to get him earlier in the second round?
I think they would.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, that always depends on what you have to give up. But, yeah, I mean, I think if they go, let's say they go tackle or receiver at 20, and then there's a situation where he's only, like, five spots away, and let's say you only have to give away, like, 98 to get that guy or 84 to get that guy, maybe you make the deal at that point. So, yeah, I mean, that's a plausible scenario. I just don't think they view him as a first-round pick, but they like him a lot.
Right, let's do this on the way out here. Last couple days of these visits, they tried to sneak in two of the three top inside linebacker prospects, Colson from Michigan, Wilson from NC State. I said to Mulsey, I think we've got to at least weigh the real possibility that they take an inside linebacker on day two of the draft. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you have to watch for there, you know, Colson probably is like a second-round pick. But Wilson and his injury history, he's got the talent to be like a first or a second round pick, but he's got all those injuries in his past. I'd say if he falls to the third round, he would be in consideration at 84 or 98. I just don't know if they would use a second round pick on a guy like him who's had shoulder, knee, multiple knee injuries. That'd be a big risk to take at that point, but he is freaky athletic. He tested awesome. And he had two really good years in 22 and 23 after all those injuries.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider Post-Gazette, all over the draft for them. We'll talk on draft night with him. Thanks, Ray.
All right, guys. See you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.